Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, this year should be a special schluss for our Marim Rosh Yichli Yishmas. Marseh Sebas Yishrom, Tzchan, 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 Meir Zev, Yisachar, Yisachar, Mordechai, Ben Rachel, Rachel, Vatzal, Vachom, Anseh, Yedeyam, and is based in the Torah, Meir, Rabbeinu, Agwein, Rav David, Zetzal, Chapter 17, Verses 4 to 6, Ani Brisi Itach, Yisal Avam, Mungoyim, Vlaikor, Yishim, Chavram, Vashim, Chavram, And as for me, God speaking, behold, my bris is with you, and you are going to be a father of many nations. Your name is no longer going to be Avram, it's going to be Avram, because I'm going to make you the father of many nations, and I'm going to make you very fruitful, very, very fruitful, and I'm going to make you nations, and kings are going to come out from you. So we have a number of kashas, number one, in Pasuk Dalid, it says, V'hayisa, and you will be from here on in. Pasuk He, it says, G'avamangim nisaticha, you already were. I already made you that way. So which one is it? Tzacheni, in Pasuk Dalid, it says, Hine Brisi, which is Lashon Hine is Mashma L'sha'avar. Ayin Kliyakar, V'yarba Bokar, V'hine Leh, she was Leh, but she was Leh all night long. Hine is something that already was. What's pshat? Only now there was a bris. So it's shat lashon avar. B'lav hachi, we have to understand the kefa, the chor, pasuk dal is superfluous. Pasuk dal tells us, yisal avam on goyim, we already have that in pasuk he. In the next pasuk adds that his name was changed. So what's dal doing that he doesn't do? Also, we have to understand that Pasuk Vav says, I'm going to make you very, very fruitful. Mashmat Shaykh to the Afam Monigim Nisaticha. And the Bris. Also Pasuk Beis, I'm going to give my Bris between me and you. And I'm going to make you many. Shaykh to the Bris. The only problem is, Avram was already promised, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Hei earlier on, that you're going to be many. Koye Zarecha Kekoychov, you like the stars. So what's Pshat over here, that you're going to be many, and that it's like a, as if it's because of the bris. He already got this bracha of being many before the bris. So it would appear that a bris is a keshil. It's a connection. That's what bris is. Bris is connection. And it could be because this is the two ways of looking at this connection. It could be that Avraham Avinu is going to be an Avam Mon Goyim because, as a conduit, he is going to be God's conduit to be the Av Hamon Goyim. Rashi says, this is talking about other nations, B'nei Keturah, Israel, Edom. The Ramban says, Ein Einu Nachem Be'inai, Shiv Asenu Bris Bris Mila Al Esav, Veinu Mekayim Amila. He says it's only talking about Israel. So it says in the Mishnah that in the Brayis in the Yerushalmi, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Atzma, maybe Okari Ger brings the Bikurim. He says, Ki Ava Mon Goyim Nisaticha, L'Shav Yisa Av L'Aram, L'Shav Mekam L'Lech Av L'Chol HaGoyim. So whoever is believing in God, this is Halachas Paschal by the Rambam, whoever believes in God converts, you're also their father. So that's the Ava Mon Goyim, even converts. Hako Panim, back to what we were saying. So it says that Ani Ene Brisi Itach V'Yisal Av Amon Goyim. My covenant is with you, and you're going to be an Av Amon Goyim. So it could be that you're just the conduit. You're just the shliach. You're just the pipeline. There's nothing about you specifically. And the other possibility is that that there's something you, that you are the Siba for this Ribu. You are the Siba for the Avamon Goyim. You are the Siba for being the father of many nations. Something about you, that's your essence, that's who you are. It's not just that you're the Shliach, you're a blind Shliach. That's who you are. You know, somebody can, the president has a spokesman. So the spokesman can just be parroting to the press what the president wants the spokesman to say. Which of course is the case. Or you could have theoretically a spokesman who himself or herself is a man d'ilma. They're also part of what the president is saying. They're also involved. They're also a party that has an impact. So that's the other possibility of Avraham Avinu Lahavdil, that he himself is a siba for this bracha. He's not just God's shliach. So that's what we have. Pasuk Hey tells us, your name is going to be Avraham. It's Avraham. A name is a mahus. In other words, your mahus, your essence is that you're an Avraham Goy. And it's not just your schus through you that it's going to be an Avraham Goy, but that's your essence. Could be like by Terach, we can say, so many great Jews came from Terach. We can say by Terach, it was just, that's his schus, that he got to be the father of the Jewish people. Something about him that it makes him special. He just happens to be lucky that he had the merit. But by Avraham, that's his essence, that he's the Avraham Goy. And through that is going to be miskayim what it says in Pasuk Vav, Ifresio Yischa b'me'id me'id u'netziticha l'goyim. It was Avraham himself. I'm going to make you l'goyim. I'm going to make you for nations, because you're the Sibas Haribu, Yeshna Boy Ba'atzma. U'netziticha l'goyim. You yourself. You're not just going to be the means. You're not just going to be the father. You yourself, that's your essence. Again, according to the Ramban, it's talking about Shiftei Yisrael. That's the Goyim. So the nafkamina would be that if it's a Metzias and Avraham himself, so he gets the name of Hamon Goyim immediately, even though they're not Hamon Goyim yet. But that's his Metzias, even though it hasn't become to before. But if he's just a Hechitimtzi, then he's not an Avraham Goyim until it actually happens. It's only something futuristic, it's not in the present. That's what we have Pasuk Dal. Pasuk Dal says, Ani ne brisi tach, visama avamon goyim. And that's Hakdama to Pasuk Hey, which tells us the Mahus of the bris. And therefore, it says, Loshen Ovar, that kapi the bris, shenidna shebu befoa, sheba yav tacha la'asid. What's the befoal of the bris? The befoal of the bris is the future of avamon goyim. But Pasuk Hey tells us that it's not just an inyan of befoa. V'lo yikari, this is your essence. Your essence is avroam avamon goyim. And therefore, Avraham Goyim nisaticha lashon Avraham. Because it's not totally in the befoal. The befoal is only going to be in the future. Ela kvar nisaticha. Already made you. That's your essence. That's who you were before. Umemela shegam ribui zaro is not just an additional bracha mikoyach habris, but that's your metzias of Avraham Goyim, which is the metzias of godless and ribui. And therefore, you're going to be poyra b'moid moid. And that's adding on to the previous bracha. It's not just you're earlier on, you're going to be like the stars. That's a haftacha, that's a echetimsi. You're the means to that. But now it's saying, no, this is your metzias. It's machayev de vifresi, to make you fruitful. And because of that, it says vif. Pasuk Beis, it says v'arba oischa b'moid moid. And here it says vifresi oischa. When it says arba yischa moid moid, that's pasuk beis. That's before we know that this is your metzias. God just says, I'm going to make many from you. But then in pasuk hey, it tells us your essence is Avraham Avamon Goyim. And the mele, since that's your essence, v'freisi, you already have that koach now. You already had, you had it all along. Of being mafre. Of being fruitful. So ani, back to our psukim, hine brisi itach. It was all along, this bris. That's the bris. Kama ve'yisa la'avam on goyim. And you're going to be, the befoal of this bris is the ve'yisa la'avam on goyim in the future. But what's the essence of this bris? La'ikariyo l'shimcha Avraham, v'yishimcha Avraham. Your essence is Avraham ki Avraham goyim yisulich. I already made you an Avraham on goyim. That's who you are. And since that's who you are, m'meile v'freisi yischa b'me'id me'id. When it's tichel goyim, I'm going to make you for goyim, because that's who you are. So that's super gavaldic. Okay, so we finished our mahalach in these psukim. So we'll go back to pasuk aleph. We have Avraham ben tishim shana v'seish shana v'erisham l'avram v'ol avni kel shakai yishalich l'fanai v'heye samin. Walk before me and be complete. So I love many perushim. about the Rav Hirsch especially, one of my favorite. Because philosophy, explaining the reasons for things, making it rational for people who, Chas v'Shalom, not that I'm against the Kabbalah, but things that I can understand. And also just explaining what words mean. It's incredible. As Omer Rav Hirsch, incredible, just an incredible parish over here. Again, Ani Kel Shakai, Talech Lefanei Ve'yeh Tamim. לאברהם עלו 99 שנה, כשחיים שלמים כבר לאחוריו. היו לו סיבות טובות לחשוב שכבר הגיע לפסגת השלמות. You think, Avram, you finished 99 years. You did it, man. You made it. Nope. You're just starting. What does the word die mean? Some people say die. Die lo la'adamim. It's enough for a person if he fulfills his obligations. And then he's Yotze. That's Judaism. Others say, it's humanity. You're a humane person if you're a Jew. So, Pasuk says, no, you got it wrong. He says, refresh. All this humanity and Avraham Avinu being a great, awesome guy, super friendly, care of people, all this wonderful stuff, that's all part of his humanity. But now starts, on top of that, you start being a Jew. As a Jew, as a mensch, as a human being. And then on top of that, you build the Jew. And Avraham Avinu found God before the Bris Milah. You have to find God before you're a Jew. Everybody has to find God. Everybody has to search for spirituality. Avraham searches for spirituality, out's going. Avraham searches for spirituality before the Bris Milah. And then now it gets to the Heye Tomim. Now you're complete. Because now you're going to that higher level. Now you're going to the next level. So before, Mitzad Echad, I love the way he writes this. I mean, he wrote it in German, this translation. Heye Adam Mehugan Lefnei Shta Menaseh Liyot Yehudi. Be a mensch before you start praying, be a Jew. Have manners. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, we can say, right? That's the first 99 years. The first 99 years is the Derech Eretz. She Kadma L'Torah, which is from now, the Bris Milah, the Tomim. And now Hashem says to him, Ani Kel Shakai. What's the Shakai? Some say it's Milshon Shadad, the Shaded Marachot. To like make miracles, to change the whole system around. Other people say it means Shed die. Chazal held the shed die, that it's enough. I said to my world enough. And it's hard to explain that Shakai means Shedeid Marachos. Where do you get the Yud? It should be a Dalet. But She, right, you can have She, die, that you have. That he said die. Ad Shakamti, Bishagam, that. Therefore, you have Asher Dai, Dai Mishorish Daya Tzura Mugberet Shal Daga Lehitrabot. Dai is Milshon Daya, which is connected to Daga, which is fish, which is to be many. I said Dai. Dai Leolam Shani Elokav. In other words, that it's many and that's it. Ani Yushamati Elomi Yushamayim Leolz Dai. I said enough. Because if not, it would just keep going and going. And that's the whole world. Now, God created the world, but he said, die. He's merasen. He could keep creating, but that's it. He said, die. Came Shabbos. No more creating. He put boundaries. He put borders. And we have that also in creation. Not only on the creation in general, but on the creations. As every tzura is milashon tzur. Tzur is a form. The word rak. That's your form. That's who you are. In other words, a tiger can't be a giraffe. An elephant's not going to be a lion. Die. It's koveg vulos. Everything in its own amount. Elohim zelonot batel ba'olamo. Dayu le'olam shu elokav. Ach kol ha'olam. Uchom ha'ashe b'tocho enem echlim et elokuto. So it's enough for the world, like Chazal say, that this is your God. But the whole world and everything in it doesn't contain godliness. Einu kayam ra kenefesh ha'olam. Koach borei mutba b'maaseh ha'briya hu lo kila et kol kuchob ma'asav. ולא נטמע בהם כפי שהפילוסופיה היונית העלילית מבינת העולם, או כפי שהחוכמה הנשית פותרת את חידת העולם, אלא אין העולם הלא כדאי לאלוקותו. In other words, God is beyond this world. Not like the philosophers think, the paganistic philosophers, human other types of philosophers, that's how they say, well, God is nature, that is all of God's koach. Spinoza. No, God is above the world. It's not enough for his godliness. His godliness is beyond this world. And it's enough for the world with godliness. If there's no God, then there's nothing. But if there is, then you have everything. Now, Shaddad Hashem Mishaded Ma'arachot. So it doesn't work out so great with the grammar. But Mishadeid means like you rule over. Hashem rules over the whole system. That's the Shaddai, and that's part of saying it's enough to the world. That's Kel Shakai. He rules over the world. He decides what's going to happen, what's not. He makes Nisim, like the Ramban said. And he has complete freedom. The world doesn't contain him. He's beyond this world. And kedai la'olam, the world isn't enough for him. He's beyond this world. He has complete chayrus. He's the kol yachol. Ani kel shakai. I am this God. This kel is lashon power. Of shakai of. Shamar la'olamot dai, that I'm completely free, and I stop things and I give them a tzura and I decide what to create and what not to create. Hitalech lefanai. So I made boundaries. You can't go outside of the law. I made these dies. I said enough. I said contain yourself. I said control yourself. And that's what you have to do also. Hitalech lefanai. Since I am Kel Shakai, I want you to walk before me in that way by controlling yourself. What's the difference between hitalech and halach? It says halach and halach. It seems to be the same thing. Halach is not only human movement, but any movement towards a purpose, even if it is involuntary. Like a nar is v'holecha kol gedoysav, Isaiah 8:7. Hishalech means going in your path, guiding yourself from your pnimius, and protecting yourself from external influences. Hithalech mitzayin tznu'a munat ha'ideach latato. That's what you decide to do. You have your Bechira Chavshis. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. I want you to use your Bechira Chavshis to go before me and to control yourself, to limit yourself. Ani El Shaddai, I'm this very powerful God of Dai. That I'm beyond this world. I have freedom, but I said enough to this world that things should limit themselves. I'm not to go beyond their boundaries of who they are and what they are and what they're supposed to be doing. And you should also, hishalech, you should use your bechira to do the same. Hishalech lifanai, you are in front of me, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. Ve'yeh samim. Hatzur tamim pa'alo. What is hatzur tamim pa'alo? Hatzayar, hatzartzor makes a picture. Hashem gives a form to every nivra. Tamim, so that gives it a perfection. That he gives it this tzura, that's its tamimus. Tamimus on tamam, which means stops existing. Ki lo samu chasadecha. The word mem sofit, always means to seal off. Balam is breaks to stop. Bal means not, and then the mem sofit seals it off. Gidem. Gidem is somebody without a hand. So God means to extend, the hand extends, but then the mem sofit stops it. Doesn't extend all the way. Tamam is to cease to exist. Because this, when you're that, because it's completion. When one is complete, he ceases to exist. So it can be perfection, like in a karbanos, you have tamim, that it's shalem. And it also can mean, interesting, that when someone dies, a lot of times they say, somebody reaches, when somebody fulfills their purpose, they die. Not everybody's zochah to fulfill their, most people I don't think are. But when somebody fulfills his purpose, so then he dies. So that is both things. In other words, when he reached the shlemos, he fulfilled his purpose, so then he ceases to exist. They work together. So that's the Vehaye Tamim, to be a shalem. Like a carbon is tamim. אם תופסים את תמים רק מושג יחסי, כמידה של אדם ביחס לקדוש ברוך הוא, like if you take it as being something relative, תמים תהיה משם אלוקיך, so תמים means that all of your striving is to serve God, you have no other striving. So that's טוב יחסי towards God. That you're trying to serve God. But here he says it's even beyond that. Here it's tov, it's absolute good. It's not just that this is your ratzon. By the way, tamim is also naive. Holech batam yelech betach. But you know, the person in tamimus could also be naivete. Because when a person's kol kulo l'Hashem, so he's liable to be naive in the matters of this world. You can cheat him because he's not really holding in Yanei Olam Hazeh. It says, Holech batam yelech betach. If you go naively, you go betach. You can be sure, I guess, Hashem will guard you if you're fortunate. So tamim means the mashmut ha-bsisit. The basic meaning is until here but no more. In other words, the shleim is until here but no more. Like tamam, tet mem mem is to be satum. Damam is lachrish, to be silent. In other words, this tamim, he does everything he can within what's mutter, within what's commanded, and there he stops. And that's his tamimus, that's his shlemus. He goes until the boundaries where he's supposed to go. And he has shlita atzmit, gam b'tzad ha-chiyuvi, gam b'tzad ha-shlili. In other words, even in good things, he's tamim. He only goes until here, but no more. He's shalim, but not beyond. At a certain point when someone goes beyond what they're supposed to do, that's not good. And also negative things. He doesn't do what's negative. He honors the boundaries. And that fits beautifully with the Shakai. It's also God making boundaries. Hashem said, die. So maybe you also make your boundaries. That's the tmimus. You're shalim in that you don't go beyond what you're supposed to be doing. The Torah, we call it a chet, a sin. Pesha, avon, all these different lashonos. Chazal is a lashon of aveira. Chet means lachtiyat hamatara, to miss the mark. Because when you sin, you certainly miss the mark. Aveira is la'avorat hagvul, to pass over. In other words, you didn't respect the boundaries. There's a certain boundary that says don't pass here, and the person didn't respect that, and he was over the Avera. He transgressed. He passed over. So the Torah's job is not to choke us, to suffocate us. The Torah just says there's certain boundaries. You have to stay within certain bounds. And that's this world. Right? There's some people, they're so filled with love, and they They spread their love around too much. No, the boundaries. The boundaries about who to love and how to express that love. So, the slogan is, according to Arav Hirsch, "Hanhega tzmacha b'cherut," you're free. But b'toch ha'gvulot shenikvudu v'nivu al-yedei Hashem, within the boundaries that Hashem set. So that's where Avraham Avinu is now. Avraham Avinu is now in this place where he is going to be bound to the tzivui of Hashem. That's tmimus. He has this ratzon chafshi to have shleimus, but it's not going to extend beyond what Hashem wants. Chazal say, "V'tchilim licho Hakadosh Baruch Hu ramagevar, simlocham ramachevar, shtei aznaim, shtei aznaim v'rosh hagviyah." Originally it was 243 limbs, now it's 248. Two eyes, two ears, and the head of his organ. It's the Gematria of Avram. Avram is 243. Aleph Beis is 3. Resh is 200. Mem is 40. Interesting that Avram relates to a vine. This Avram made God over his 243 Ivarim. But altogether, a person has 248. And that's the extra hay, two eyes, two ears, and Rosh HaGviyah. Until now, Avram Avinu was Sholeit on his guf. Except, most people, even if they're Sholeit on their guf, there are five things they're not shalit on. What they see, your eyes can see far, even well beyond what's here. So they see things they're not supposed to see, most people. Shtei oznayim, two ears, you can hear things that are very, very far away. And then Rosh HaGviyah, people, even in areas, even someone who's supposed to, it's forbidden for them, but it's very, very hard, it's a tremendous Yetzer Hara. So now he has this bris, and that gives him this bris, bris hamor, bris haloshen, that he's able to be sholei now in his gvia, and also on his two eyes. And bris hamor, bris haloshen is his speech. But particularly Chazal say the two eyes, I guess because the eyes are able to see so far, and they don't even have to do anything, they don't have to make any effort. Because of this bris milah, because of the Rosh HaGviyah, those two things that you can connect to things that are so far away, Inayim and Oznayim, Avram was sholeit on that as well. And that's the die, and that's really the job of the Jew in this world. This tmimus, the shlemus, not going beyond. Until here and no more. Just like Hashem said to the world, die, until here and no more, that's what they say. Yerushamayim, because Chazal say that the Shemayim was expanding, and Hashem was garbo to stop. And ever since then, like the Shemayim was just like holding on, Hashem's, because of Hashem's stop. That's what Yerushamayim is, that it has to hold you back, it has to keep you in check. And again, we have Sheish be'alokisi l'chol biria, there is with my godliness for all creation. There's enough of my godliness for all of creation. And it's not too much, it's the right amount. And that's an amazing thing about this world. Shamar l'olamot dai. Scientists tell us that if things would be a little bit off in this world, we would cease to exist. The amount of oxygen, the distance of the sun from the earth, and the moon from the earth, and the stars, and just very, very trillions of things. Like one non-Jewish scientist says, it's not that you see God only from the complexity of the world, but from the integrated complexity. How everything is working together exactly. And if things were just, you see that in the human body also. If something's a little bit off, it's over. It's done. Something goes a little bit beyond what it's supposed to be, could destroy the whole world. Certainly destroy the whole person when something in his body goes wrong. So that's the die. That's the making limits. It's the making boundaries, borders. And that's what a person has to do. Shaddai writes in the Lashon, Shaddad b'shadid b'arabi chazak. That's God's power. And so he has go upon him. That's our job in this world, sweet friends. I'm creating those boundaries, those dyes. And that's what Avraham Avinu was told. Yeah, he was a great man until now, but now he's building on top of that. Now you have this prismila, now you have to be tumim, adding the hay, to be sholet, even on the eyes, even on the ears, even on the gviya. So hard to contain yourself sometimes with what you see and what you hear. Okay, there are worlds more to say. Mitzvah Hashem, we have future shiurim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.